information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh, oh my God.
That's hot.
But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to This Week's Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you at the end of yet another dramatic week. I think all weeks are dramatic. All sorts of stuff is always happening, and this week is no different. So many things happened this week. The first thing I'm going to talk about this week is, of course, the big story that happened on the weekend. Miss Zimbabwe was replaced. Yeah, no, listen to this. The Miss Zimbabwe Trust decided to replace the replacement Miss Zimbabwe. So remember Thabiso Phiri abdicated from the throne a couple of months ago over issues that are still as yet unclear, that nobody's ever talked about it and probably hidden under some tree, that was chopped down 100 years ago, and, there's been some burial ceremonies that have happened so that it cannot be found, and so all sorts of thing. They probably got the help of Chaminuka to make sure that if anybody comes across that information, they get blind and catch leprosy or something. I have no idea. That's how deep that story goes. Anyway, now she was replaced by Catherine Makaya, right? Then the Trust and Catherine Makaya started fighting at some point. I don't know why they started fighting. One was calling the other unprofessional. The other one was calling the other one rude, and all sorts of backs and forths and all sorts of things. And then finally, the Trust decided, no, we've got another person now. We're tired of you. We've got Tendai Hunda, who is now Miss Zimbabwe. I have no idea what's going to happen now. Now, we think both sides could have handled the situation better. At the end of the day, the Trust should not really be getting involved in fights with contestants. And contestants really should remember that the Trust will exist, whatever happens. Yeah. Also happening in Zimbabwe this week, the streets of Harare were flooded. Did you see that? They were flooded after there was something of flash flood. There was the thunderstorm that took place this past week. And the city of Harare, true to form, has decided to blame citizens for it, saying, oh, you guys are litter bugs. The reason why the drainage system is not working is because you guys have been throwing litter all along. So now, if you knew that citizens were throwing litter all along, why did you not go and fix it before the rainy season? Why did you suddenly respond after the place got flooded? Yeah, silly. Also happening in Zimbabwe, Dudu Maninga sentenced. Remember, she had been sentenced to 18 months in prison. Well, the courts have decided that was a bit too excessive, and now she'll pay $1,000 for driving without a license. And when she was driving without a license, she ran over a man by the name of Graham Milton Millward. And yeah, so now she'll pay $1,000. Now, this is a split opinion, with some people saying, oh, wait, a human life was lost. And this is so unfair, she should have had jail time. But the other side of it all, in reality, is that if, in terms of case precedent, given the way it was done, or rather the crime took place, the precedence in terms of case law and that sort of thing was that this was harsh. It was really harsh. Because so many people have gotten community service for that sort of thing. And some people say, oh, because she's famous is the reason why she got away with it. But in reality, the law treats everybody the same. And less famous people have been able to get, less harsh sentences. Also, this past week, it was International Men's Day on the 19th of November. And some people say, okay, why do men need a men's day? Every day is men's day. Well, in reality, it's not really targeted at all men. I mean, let's put it this way. International Men's Day celebrates the good guys. And not necessarily the good guys who should be winning, humanity serving awards or whatever it is. But the good guys. The guys who are just good. Just take care of business. They're not necessarily good people. They're not necessarily bad people. They're just role models in society. Just people who build communities and that sort of thing. And also, men don't really take care of health issues of their own. So that also looks at that. Someone who's not turning out to be a good guy is Bill Cosby. There are now 12 women who are accusing him of historical cases of sexual abuse. And is a new show that it was supposed to do that was going to come out on Netflix has now been either suspended or cancelled or something. Yeah, so Bill Cosby's been a really bad boy. And finally, the family of Bob Marley released a global marijuana brand. It's going to be called Marley Natural. And they're putting the money, throwing loads of money at creating a global brand in an industry that is called, that is worth $21 billion. Now, well, if somebody was going to do something to do with Kush, well, I suppose it's going to be, what's his name? Bob Marley. Yeah?
Playing today's best music. Playing today's best music. Best music. Best music.
Got it, you haven't heard it, that's the world exclusive sounds of the Djembe Monks, the first time ever played anywhere. Murigaboto featuring Mzo 7, brand new song from the Djembe Monks is called Murigaboto. The name is Larry. Listen to the Quidicast. The next thing I'm going to talk about started off as a relationship question when it was handed to me, and you know, it evolved into something else that I started thinking about. Like, for example, well, not really, for example, the reality is, if we look at the Zimbabwean economy right now, we have no economy to talk about, really. I mean, we've got semblance of economy. It's not like it's totally dead like Somalia. But yeah, anyway, that aside, one of the things that not been discussed is the role of women in this economy. And when I say the role of women, I think it's one of the most integral parts of the society. Now, why I say that is because when you look at what's happening within society, when things get really dire, if you look at what's happening on street corners, on the vendors on the streets, and cross-border traveling and so forth, people are spearheading that campaign to keep the economy ticking over, are women. Yeah, if you really think about it, it's women who are actually making sure that the economy is running over. Now, why I say that is that, well, probably why this happens is because they have a tendency, and people who think I'm using gender, say, I'm generalizing gender constructs here, well, you know, whatever it is, that they tend towards taking care of people, if you know what I mean. So they will not let a situation just get out of hand, whereas man will sit at home and say, there are no jobs, so there's nothing really I can do about it, because I want a job, I want to work, but there are no jobs right now. Sure, there are men out there who decide to go and find something to do and come up with all sorts of projects and get something working, but the people who are most likely to find something to do are women. And I'm not wrong about this, because statistically, when I did a random survey, I realized that there were a lot of people that I knew who had women that were hustling a lot more than them. This is a fact. Women are just better at hustling. Yep, it's a sobering thought, and it's something that is not really being, you know, given enough time in as far as the general conversation about Zimbabwe and modern society is concerned. And it's not something is specifically Zimbabwe oriented. If you look at different countries like Botswana, they will tell you the same thing, that women have tended to go on and take leadership positions within the economy, because, you know, that's just how it is. I guess it's like the case of the wild, when you think about animals such as lions and that sort of thing. The lionesses go out and hunt for food while the lion chills and, well, protects the pride. Suppose that's another job that we have, protecting the pride. But whose pride? Maybe sometimes it's our own pride as men. Something that we need to man up to. Yeah. And if you're a man sitting out there and you're saying, okay, the woman's going to sort out my situations, well, you know, maybe you should start thinking differently. Yeah, start thinking differently. Start looking at yourself a little bit different, you know. It's harsh times and, you know, expecting her to take care of everything because she just generally goes towards hustling. It's just unfair. Even if just that's how the relationship has worked all the time, it's just not fair. And we shouldn't really be sitting on tops of trees and, you know, benefiting from, you know, historical constructs of what men are or aren't. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to the women out there working hard to keep the economy ticking over. Bless up to you. And for the men, time to man up. Stand up and be counted.
Smooth jazz and R&B for your soul.
Yeah, that's the almost haunting and supernatural sounds of a woman by the name of Prudence Katomini Mbofana. The track is called Anenge. It's taken off an album that came out 2 years ago. The debut album that she released is called Prudence. And she's dropping the video to that album this coming week. This actual week, not coming week. This week she's dropping the album. So yeah, the name is Larry. You listen to the Quiddicast. And on the other side of the DJ C-Mac 5, well, I talk about women who want to have unprotected sex. Ooh.
Big boy, I need my humbug gossip. Big lip. Tonga Muzimbabwe, Hanvis in hip hop, Yakamada Muzimbabwe.
And you're listening to DJ C-Mac, a super DJ, this upon the turntables.
Yeah, that is DJ C-Mac's top 5 for the moment. The name is Larry. You're listening to the Quiddicast. And if you want your track included on the list, watch out for the contact details at the end of this program. Now, the thing I want to talk about right now is a situation that was given to me by a man by the name of Donald. And he inboxed me and he says, hey, look, I'm having this situation. Women these days just want to have unprotected sex. They like, and the thing is that they spring it on you during the act. She suddenly wants to take the condom off and wants to proceed without protection. Now, this is creepy because we're living in a time where there are all sorts of diseases, all sorts of health hazards, and all sorts of things that are happening that should be creeping people out. And men are beginning to find themselves increasingly under pressure to perform acts of sexual congress without protection. Now, this is not necessarily that instance of a woman who's trying to get pregnant. This apparently happens a lot with younger ladies, younger girls, who just, maybe it's a case of think that they have some level of immortality and this sort of thing doesn't affect them. And this is something that you find, it creeps me out. Like, it's just like, whoa, why do you want to go there? Why? And Donald goes on to say that the worry is this will be your woman. This is not a random woman that you just met at a club and decided to, you know, have an adult relationship with or whatever. But I'm saying that this is somebody who you're dating. Now, they will frankly say to you, or rather make you feel like they will go and get unprotected sex from somewhere else. Because they have conversation which they suggest that, you know, with protection on, it is not as good. No, the question here from Donald is, how do you tell the person that this is just not on? Well, to be honest, this is a health hazard. Think of it as a life or death situation. Now, if somebody's trying to stab you, what are you going to do? You're going to stop them from stabbing you, right? Now, in the heat of the moment, do not succumb to it. Don't start getting thoughts in your head and where you're thinking, no, if I don't do this, then the implications is I'm going to end up breaking up and, you know, never going to have a nice girlfriend like her ever again. Let's face it. If they're going to put your health at risk, then maybe you shouldn't be with that person. Yeah, I mean, really, that shouldn't be the sort of relationship that you should be pursuing. That's just a fact of life. Don't do it. Now, having said that, during the process while you're having sex, prevent yourself from letting this happen. But don't have the serious, deep conversation at that time, because all you're going to do is just make the person defensive, because then they're just going to say, oh no, are you trying to suggest that I've got a disease or whatever it is, or you don't trust me? And you know, then there's that emotional blackmail and that all sort of thing. You don't really want to have that conversation at that time. What you want to do is prevent the situation while in the heat of the moment, because all sorts of passions are at play at that point in time. Then afterwards, not necessarily straight afterwards, don't do it straight afterwards as well, because, you know, you're still in the zone, people are still sweaty and naked right now. So, you know, it's not really going to make sense. What you want to do at the time when tempers are down, when there's no emotion, when you're less angry about what just happened, have the conversation properly and say, this is the situation. And I just really can't afford to do this. And state your reasons for not being able to have unprotected sex with her. And if it comes down to issues of trust, be clear about it. Because one of the things that you don't want in a situation is where the synchronization of the relationship is all wrong. And what I mean by that is that you have a situation where somebody thinks, oh, we're at this stage of relationship, and someone else is thinking, no, we're a little bit back behind that. We're not quite there yet. So it helps also deal with other issues within the relationship. And, you know, you don't want all sorts of weird surprises. You don't want that. And I don't think your partner wants that either. So just have communication, open lines of communication. Talk about it at a time when it is not a big deal. Yeah, and with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's Criticast. And if you want to get in touch with me on these and any other issues, please email me, info@larrycreditiu.com, or go to my website, www.larrycreditiu.com, or follow me on Twitter @Criditiu. Criditiu has got a Y-I at the end, by the way. And also, if you want to, WhatsApp me, +26377659560. And with that, I leave you listening to the music of Tashma Ninze featuring Fluid, Flodrick and Rolex. The name is Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, baby, you wanna go out?